Under the statute, organizations must include a disclaimer that says paid for by at the end of each ad and a statement saying that it was not authorized by any candidate. The rule also requires that corporations report their spending levels and activity to the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board. Kevin Kennedy is its director. He says the rule is in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision, which widely expanded the rights of corporations to fund political campaigns.
What this rule does is it gives them a mechanism on how they can disclose that information, tell us who they are, how much they're spending, and what they're spending it on.
Since 1904, state law prohibited corporations from giving money directly to candidates or spending money advocating for or against them, but the Citizens United decision overturned that law. Kennedy says the new rule won't curb corporate spending, but rather make it more transparent.
That was one of the benefits of this decision, is it was very clear that it's not just opening up speech rights for corporations, but it's recognizing that government can say the public has a right to know something about you when you make the speech.
Organizations must now submit financial reports to the Government Accountability Board every 6 months and 15 days before an election, as if they were political committees. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.